Power comes from united peoples, use it or lose it. My grandfather used to say, you can't fight City Hall. I asked him why not. He could not answer that question. United people can legally fight any injustice they see. It only requires their action. Before people take affirmative action, they need facts, facts that have been withheld from them. Two words is almost all that is needed to restore our republic, grand jury. Burn those words in your mind. Those words will give you back the America that was stolen from you. The grand jury, by 1681, an important characteristic of the grand jury had developed, the rule of secrecy. This characteristic set up the grand jury as a bulwark against government abuse. Grand juries were designed to exclude all outside persons, including the government's prosecutors, ensuring that all phases of an investigation, not just deliberation, remained secret. Thus, English grand juries functioned to prevent prosecutorial abuses by blocking the king's attempts to prosecute. Although the customary practice for summoning a federal grand jury is by a court, see Rule 6 of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, or FRCP, no such action is mandatory when the public interest so requires. Regardless, the FRCP does not preclude citizens from exercising their own rights to impanel grand juries under the Constitution. Marbury v. Madison, 5 U.S. 137, 1803, establishing the doctrine of judicial review. Thus, it is clear that citizens themselves can impanel a grand jury, and if a true bill of indictment results, the courts are technically required to commence proceedings and the executive branch to enforce the court's edicts. However, if the courts refuse and the executive branch does not carry out its duties, by, for instance, arresting the criminally accused, Americans do have a right to make citizens' arrests, hold trials, and legally mete out punishment in their own right. There are only two constitutional law enforcement officers in the nation. One is the county sheriff, and the other, the U.S. Marshal. Police officers are not constitutional law enforcement officers. They are code enforcement officers. They work for the corporation, whether it be a state, city, township, or village. They are all the same. These are hired guns, not elected to serve anyone except their employers. Now take the office of sheriff. He is the highest law enforcement officer in the county. He has power over all. He holds more power than the governor. He is elected by the people as a constitutional officer to protect the people from the overreach of the government. He cannot be removed from office by any other elected official. He answers only to the people. The sheriff is the only elected law enforcer whose duty it is to protect the unalienable rights of the people, both in the courtroom and within the county. The sheriff is the only person able to call for posse comitatus, the power of the county. This is referred at common law to all males over the age of 15, on whom a sheriff could call for assistance in preventing any type of civil disorder. When we the people ordained common law, U.S. Constitution Article 6, the supreme law of the land, we the people took control of all decision-making within the courts through grand and trial juries and the common law. Sheriffs became the only law enforcer of the court and the county. The common law court is well established and defined in history, Black's Law, and Bouvier Law. The sheriff is the chief executive and administrative officer of a county chosen by popular election. His principal duties are in aid of the criminal and civil courts of record, common law courts, such as serving process, summoning juries, executing judgments, holding judicial sales, and the like. He is also the chief conservator of the peace within his territorial jurisdiction, Harston v. Langston. Now to further understand the constitutional powers held by the sheriff to make our goals possible, of bringing to justice those who have violated the rights and stolen the property of the people. We the people have been provided legal recourse to address the criminal conduct of persons themselves entrusted to dispense justice. The grand jury is mentioned in the Bill of Rights, but not in the body of the Constitution. It has not been textually assigned, therefore not to any of the branches described in the first three articles. It is a constitutional fixture in its own right. In this case, United States versus Calandra, the grand jury's functional independence from the judicial branch is evident, both in the scope of its power to investigate criminal wrongdoing and in the manner in which that power is exercised. Unlike a court, whose jurisdiction is predicated upon a specific case or controversy, the grand jury can investigate merely on suspicion that the law is being violated, or even because it wants assurance that it is not. Additionally, in this recent case, United States versus Channon, quoting Nixon versus Sirica, the grand jury, it belongs to no branch of the institutional government, serving as a kind of buffer or referee between the government and the people. The real power lies in the sheriff and the people. Most do not even understand the power they hold. They certainly will never be taught that, as they then would be the master. The power of the sheriff must put fear in the hearts of those who rule over us by their criminal actions. The sheriff, upon reasonable information, can call a grand jury, present his case, and if the grand jury returns a bill of indictment, no official is above the law. Even a judge, a governor, or a member of Congress could be indicted and brought before the people. Let's say you got an indictment and even conviction of a powerful member of Congress or the chief of a major bank. How could the local sheriff enforce such? The federal government would support that person, and they have the troops. They have troops, but that would be an act of treason to use troops against the citizens' rights. Our sheriff holds the power to deputize every man over 15 in the county and arm them to enforce the order. I doubt many in the military would want to go against them. If the president or a governor issued such an order, they could be indicted. We have been educated to think that all power comes from D.C., as that serves their interests. We the people number in the millions, yet we accept the rule of the one man or dog, mostly dogs. You now have the facts, use them or lose them.